Welcome to Feng Shui Living, a podcast for busy women looking to de-stress and live with more intention. I'm Lisa Morton, and I'm passionate about helping you create a home that not only inspires you, but empowers you. Years ago, I was severely struggling with my mental health and wellness, and while I'd implemented yoga, meditation, therapy, and more, I just could not find that missing piece of the puzzle. And that was until I explored my home. You see, the interior designer in me had made it beautiful, but it wasn't supporting me energetically. Fast forward, and I've now been in the interior design industry for 20 years, and I've devoted the past 10 years to feng shui and a holistic design approach. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you interviews, stories, and knowledge, as well as some super easy, simple tips that you can take on today. If you're looking to be more intentional and create a life and home that you love, then you're in the right place. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode where I'm doing my first ever feng shui audit. I'm so excited for this. I've been wanting to do this for a while. It's a great way to get a little info on your space. So if you want to get your own feng shui audit, you can head over to my website to request one. There's a link on my website to sign up and get one. And we'll schedule it. We'll talk about your space, what you're looking for in life, and how we can get you there. And today I have Amy joining me. Amy, how are you doing today?
Great. Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
My name is Amy Vance. I live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I am a yoga instructor. So I like fitness, and I've kind of been in the alternative medicine world for several years. I work for a chiropractor as well. So I've taught different kind of fitness classes. I've been married 34 years this last week. So
yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So how long have you been in your home there?
2016. How many years? It goes by fast.
Right. And then to think about like all the memories and things, Do you have any favorite memories about like in that house, the things you just like will never forget?
Yeah. I mean, our kids didn't grow up here, so I don't have a lot of memories as far as kids growing up.
Okay.
But we were attracted to this house because of the backyard space. It's fairly wooded. And it was shortly after we moved in, we were sitting outside, and out of the corner of our eye, we're sitting on the deck and we saw something. It was night. And it was light colored, and we're like, what was that? And it didn't make any sounds whatsoever. So we kind of got up and walked around, and my husband saw it too. So it wasn't just like I saw something. And there was this little critter on the side of the tree, and it was attracted to my bluebird feeder. It was a flying squirrel.
No way.
Yeah. So I have a friend who is a squirrel rehabilitator. So I reached out to her, and she said, we do have flying squirrels. They're not real predominant. You know, you don't see them a lot. Mm-hmm. But from that night on, we feed flying squirrels. And it went from us just seeing one to usually about this time of year is where it starts peaking. 12 to 15 will be out there. My husband can hold the bowl out. They'll come in and they'll come down into the bowl. Yeah, every night we feed flying squirrels. So yes.
That is wild.
Yeah, that's a fun little thing that we love about this house. And yeah.
That's cool. What a cool story.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. All right. So I asked you, so I had you fill out an intake form and send over a floor plan. So if people are joining on audio only, you won't be able to see the floor plan, but you can head over, make sure you're getting my newsletter, because I'll put this in the newsletter so you can see her floor plan and what we're talking about. If you're joining on YouTube, you get a bonus because I'm going to answer some images here so you can see. But Amy, tell me a little bit about your goals. I asked you about some goals, and I know you have some goals for your career. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm kind of at a transition stage. I am the nanny for my grandkids, but they're getting older. They're going to go into daycare here soon. So my space will open up a little bit as far as time. I love teaching. I would like to broaden my spectrum as far as teaching fitness class and health and wellness. When I originally started with a chiropractor, we were more a wellness office. So we did teach, you know, rehabilitation. And, you know, the first doctor that I worked with was really strict on eating well, thinking well, moving well, nice. Those types of things. And, you know, his philosophy is pretty much my philosophy. I work for one now. It's basically a walk-in clinic. So we don't kind of go into that. Educating and, you know, those healthy options and healing and that kind of stuff as an alternative to traditional medicine.
Nice. What a great way to help people.
I enjoy teaching. I just enjoy it. It's fun. It's a fun creative outlet for me too. So
that's so great. Okay. So you want to grow your career.
Yes.
That's in the health field. And you want this to be your income.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So I had so much fun when I saw that, looking at your floor plan. So your floor plan, there's three areas I really want you to focus on. So one is the front door. So where your front door is located is the career gua. So we have these 9 energy centers of our home. We're using a Bagua map, which is a feng shui tool that I use to show me these 9 different energy centers and where they're located. So where yours is located is a career gua. So that's fun, right? Because we can approach a front door and we can do so many things. There's so many things we can do. We want to, first of all, make sure you're using your front door. Now, I mean, do you use your front door now?
Yes, that's pretty much our only in and out. Well, we go in and out the garage, maybe.
Okay.
But people come through the front door, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I know. So it's so easy to get in this mode of like, you pull in the garage, you go inside, and a lot of people never use their front door. And I'll go in home sometimes, and there's a piece of furniture blocking the front door. But front door, yeah, it's symbolic, this mouth of chi, this energy center where energy comes in to our home, right? So we want to make sure this is being used. So, you know, that could be setting up a routine to like walk the dog and go in and out of the front door, or just, you know, like I don't have a exact reason to go to use my front door,
right.
But I just go out every morning. I open up and I step out and I look at the sky, take a breath of fresh air. And it's kind of a ritual every morning as I'm passing by the front door. So think about that. See if that's something that you might be able to take on to get that door moving. Okay. Now, we always want everything outside to be, you know, pretty beautiful, like feel good. Check in with the light bulbs. Make sure there aren't any spent light bulbs outside your front door. And P.S., I think you're taking notes, and you can totally take notes, all the notes you want.
I am.
You'll get the recording, Amy.
Okay.
So no worries. Don't feel like you have to stress and get all these notes down too. But I want you to like embellish that area. I know it's kind of that time of year where there's like junk around our doors and, you know, we're not quite to spring yet, but I would clean it up. And when spring does come, really take time to refresh this space, whether that's a fresh coat of paint, checking in with that your lock is opening and closing really well. Any windows are sparkly right around your front door. Okay. So that's like the exterior. And then also the right as you come inside, something really interesting. Your front door energetically opens to your powder bath. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we want to make sure the energy is not going into the bathroom and down the toilet. It's going down that hallway.
Okay.
So two things for you. I would recommend keeping that door somewhat closed. So you can't really, you don't have to latch it closed, but like halfway closed so it doesn't encourage energy to go in there.
Okay.
And then I want you to put something really eye-catching to pull yourself down that hallway. So that could be something on the walls or something maybe all the way down in the kitchen. And so I'm eye-catching. So something that's really cool to you, like a piece of art, a piece of pottery, something bold, something bright that you just like love.
Right. I have, as you look down the hallway, my son is an artist. So the one wall as you walk through is full of his art.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's facing that way. So it's kind of hard to see when you're looking straight through.
Okay. Well, just see if there's anything you could put at the end of the hallway just to like draw the energy down. So if, if you were maybe a stranger walking into your house for the first time, it would kind of like draw you in that direction. Hey friends, we're going to take a moment for a quick word from our sponsor. Are you struggling to find balance amidst work, family, and finances? I want you to meet my friend Money Coach Connor. Say farewell to stress and uncertainty. Get personalized support to conquer that financial overwhelm feeling. Transform your financial future today. I want you to get connected with Coach Connor at Progress Solutions and take that first step. Okay. I think those alone will be huge. The second thing to note, because you want to focus more on this health and wellness business and area, the health energy center is the centermost area of the home. Okay, so that's your laundry room, your closet, pantry, all that. So while those are not the most fun spaces to maintain, do those, your yoga, you get like those root chakra things, right?
Yeah.
Like check in the plumbing, make sure everything's functioning really well. You don't have to embellish and make it beautiful and decorative, but just make sure everything's functioning really well.
Okay. Got it.
You like that? Is that good?
Yeah. The last room we just redid was the laundry room. It's a bright yellow.
Nice.
We did just do that this past fall. So
nice.
Makes sense.
Nice. Yellow connects to the earth element. So really grounding. So that's just spot on. I am amazed sometimes when people, it's like they just know. Like I don't even have to tell them. Their body knows what colors they want or what colors they need. And I think it's fascinating. Oh.
That is cool.
So let's keep talking. So if you go, the other area I want to talk to you about is your wealth and abundance area, which I'll say your floor plans are really great. Sometimes, you know, we look at floor plans and there's pieces that jut in and out and it's relatively square or rectangle, which provides for easy balance, right? But the wealth and abundance energy center in your home is your living room over by the fireplace over there. So because you want that energy to come in and hang around in the career area, the health area, and then we also want to activate that wealth and abundance area in the corner, I want to check in with that fireplace, okay? If you don't use your fireplace every day or often, which a lot of people, I get it, especially in the summer months.
Yeah, it's gas and okay. The igniter doesn't really work. You have to turn it on and then take a lighter to it. It won't, it okay. Badly fixed.
Okay. Okay. If you feel like fixing that, I think that'd be a great next project for your home. If you don't want to use it, come up with some other use for it. So if that could be something decorative directly in front. Okay. We have a real fireplace that I love a real fire, but I don't know. There's something about just the time it takes to set up, and we just don't seem to like sit in front of the fire for a long period of time. It's so much nicer when you have the gas and you just click it on, enjoy it for 20 minutes and turn it off when you're done, right?
Right.
So what I did is instead, since I want to continually use it, I have beautiful logs placed in there and then some battery operated twinkle lights. And so every night at 7 p.m., the twinkle lights come on, and then about 10:30, they go off.
I like that.
And it's so pretty.
Like
they have those, yeah, they have those pillar candles that are also battery operated, and you know, you can put on a timer. I love those. So if that's your thing, you can also decorate out in front of it and do something. Oh gosh, if you want inspiration, go get on Pinterest. There are so many cool things that people do with their fireplaces, right? And you can switch it up seasonally. You can make it part of your decor.
But we do try to put stuff there, but not, since we don't use
not
it.
Not maybe intentionally.
Yes.
Nice. So that's going to be huge to kind of keep energy flowing there, but also sometimes those fireplaces, if they don't, if they're not used, it like sucks it on out and it's just not balanced. So those are like three main things that I think will be huge for your space and will be huge for moving forward. Tell me what questions you have about any of this.
It's funny because they're kind of things that are on our list. They truthfully are. We've played with our front door, what works, what doesn't work as far as the landscaping and the porch. And so we've still been toying with different ideas, I want to get rid of what is out there. We just redid the laundry room. We want to redo the pantry because it just doesn't, it's all right there. So those are things that we're wanting to tweak. The igniter for the fireplace has been on our list. So, I find that really interesting that those are the things that, really need addressed more than anything else. And they've kind of been hanging there. You just don't realize the relevance of how it affects things until you hear it put in this manner, and it makes perfect sense. It really does. It really does.
I would say it's like your home is like, okay, so when you go to a hotel, you walk in and you're like, oh, look at this cool carpet. Look at that cool art on the wall. Oh, look at the view from the window. But we don't do that at our homes. We go in our homes and we leave. And it's so easy to just be in that space. So this is a different way to look at your home now. So those three areas are your focal points right now. I'm excited to see how things shift for you after making some adjustments. So here's what I always tell my clients: give it 6 weeks. So from the day you start implementing things, and it doesn't have to be all done at once. Don't stress about that. Take your time. Do it intentionally. Do it with a good heart. After, like, you've had a good day, and really. I love to do everything with ceremony, and that's light a candle, put on pretty music, whatever you want to do, some sort of ceremony. Like, just give a lot of love to your home for this new steps, these new steps you're taking. So mark your calendar. I will check in with you in 6 weeks. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, reach out.
Okay.
All right, you
I do have a question as
Yes.
far as, okay, so I know you've seen my front porch.
I have seen your front porch.
Any recommendations? That's kind of like a, it's not really big enough for, like rocking chairs. There's a cabinet out there, a Hoosier cabinet. It's very old and rustic looking.
Very
I
cool.
like it. However, I feel like maybe I don't want that there. If does it look too rustic? Does it look too, there's that fine line between,
Sure.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah,
is
kind
that
of vintagey
something?
and
Yeah, like,
yeah.
is that something that you would recommend absolutely changing, or it can't be really fixed up? It's very old. So it'd be a
If you're
matter of
not,
getting rid of it or keeping it
yeah,
perfect.
if you're not in love with it, I'd move on from it.
Okay.
Donate it, give it away. Somebody else might think it's really cool and work on it and make something cool out of it,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So make sure everything you have here you love. And you don't have to have this whole display outside your front door. Don't stress about that. I just want you to be very intentional and all the things you really like. Like I said, I've been by your house. I love that little table and chairs. It's so cute. If you love it, then keep it out there. Put it, this spring, this summer, put some bright flowers, something really eye-catching there. So where your door is located, here's another thing. It's actually the best colors to use are blues and blacks.
Oh,
Okay, watery elements.
okay.
Okay. But then don't forget those pops. You need like the bright pinks, the bright reds, or whatever to really, bring in abundance and catch the energy.
Okay.
Is that cool? So you don't have to paint your door blue and black, but just think about it as you're maybe buying a new
Yeah.
wreath or buying a welcome sign or buying pots for out front.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. Anything else?
Don't think so. I'm excited. This is exciting information, I think. This is
Great.
fairly new to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, I love that you have such a good energy about it, and I can't wait to see how things turn out again. I'll reach out to you and we'll connect.
Okay.
And in the meantime, reach out with me if you have any questions. And everyone, I hope you enjoyed this feng shui audit. Again, you can go to YouTube and watch the video to see the images of Amy's home if you're curious about what the layout looks like. You can also pop over to my website and make sure you sign up for the newsletter if you're not getting it, because I will add the images to the newsletter along with some of the things we talked about. And with that, I will see you all next time. I'd like to thank our production company, Garagio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Good She. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.